OMG. If someone ever writes a book about me, it should be called A Beautiful Mind, said a voice still filled with the glory of having uttered some profound cliché. I think that's already a book, I responded out loud, to nobody. And a movie. And I'll write the sequel, A Beautiful Fashion Sense. Fashion is totally my seventh sense. My sixth sense is seeing ghosts wearing last fall's line, chirped another voice in keeping with the enthusiasm. I glared at my ceiling fan, hoping that this wasn't going to turn into a trilogy. These voices, the voices of the girls who lived above me, had become the Greek chorus of my life. As a guy not new to city life, I expected the intrusions and boundary violations that occur when one lives with only a few inches of wood and stucco between himself and his neighbors. Random footsteps, muffled television programs, maybe even the occasional sentence fragment. But I most definitely did not expect to be the unwilling audience of a 24-hour slumber party between the Winston Churchill and Benjamin Franklin of the 90210 generation. But let's back up a bit, to a more innocent time, before the girls rearranged every idea I'd once had about life and love, and the biggest challenge in my daily routine was walking my dog. I stood on the freshly cut lawn of my apartment building and looked around to make sure no one was within earshot. There was the girl across the street chatting on her cell phone, but she seemed much too preoccupied by the argument she was having with her boyfriend to notice me. So I cleared my throat.
Go pee-pees outside, Marvin! Pee-pees outside!
I said in the most high-pitched voice humanly possible. These are the words I must say to my dog every morning in order for him to go to the bathroom. Not a day goes by that I don't regret taking him to that dog trainer. I'm not totally sure, but I think she was legally a little person, which I Googled, clocking in at approximately 4'10", and the pitch of her voice was commensurately high. No wonder dogs listen to her. So now, any command I give to Marvin, I must deliver with this Mariah Carey screech. Otherwise, he'll just sit there and stare at me, as if he has no idea what we're doing outside. We go through this routine at 8 a.m. every single morning. If I wait till 8:30 a.m., I'm screwed. The grass will be damp from the sprinklers and Marvin won't go near it. Even the smallest drop of water frightens him. I guess that's one of the drawbacks in rescuing a Hurricane Katrina survivor dog.
Good boy, Marvin! Good boy!
Compliments must also come in this piercing frequency. I don't know how much longer my vocal cords can take this. Bro, you shouldn't talk like that where people can hear you. They might think you're a homo. This unsolicited morning advice came courtesy of apartment 4E, the guy who calls himself the con man, but whose real name is actually Connor. The Jesse James of my apartment building. What kind of person puts the in front of his name anyway? I guess the very same guy whose wardrobe appears to be sponsored by Ed Hardy. Good morning, the con man. How's your day going? I said with complete disinterest. Awesome. I've already taken a dump and trimmed my pubes this morning, he blurted out. Wow, Connor. I mean, the con man. That's a lot of information I don't really want to know about you, I said with complete sincerity. Stop being such a pussy, bro. It's science. It's the human body. It's education. Learn to love it. Why didn't I rescue a cat? There would have been no reason to converse with him and his freshly trimmed nether area if I were a cat owner. Felines are smart. They go to the bathroom inside, just like humans. They are loyal and don't whore themselves out the way dogs do.